walking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop.
Hey, this is Gary Mason with the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, wishing you and yours and all the crew a Merry, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. On behalf of the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame and all of our Hall of Fame members, have a great one and ho, ho, ho.
So now we honor you as legends, legends of the outdoors.
Welcome back. You're listening to Eye on the Outdoors award-winning radio show on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. Now, here's your host, Ray Eye.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, with the kids jingle-belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Merry Christmas. Welcome back. Thanks for riding through the break with us. You're listening to 590 AM KFNS. Shut up, Vogelvager, live, mobile, on demand. And the Vogelvager, welcome back.
Oh.
You didn't say anything after I dedicated a Christmas song to you. I was a little hurt.
I had food.
lots of food.
I had lots of food.
Lots of food. This is your host, Ray I, with the Vogelvager, Matty G, in a house full of great guests. Jim Covington's in the house. I just got another cup. John Winkleman went in and made me a cup of coffee and brought it in to me. I didn't have to go in and get the coffee.
We're going to run out to Indian Creek Shooting Systems and grab Mr. Mike Ponder to wish him a Merry Christmas. Hey, Mike, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me, Ray. Merry Christmas to you.
Yes, we do say Merry Christmas on this show. I sure hope that a lot of folks out there are getting some Indian Creek choke tubes. in their little stockings for Christmas.
Wouldn't that be great? That'd be a great stocking stuffer, I think. We're right in the middle of, you know, really making a bunch of them right now, getting ready for that spring season. So.
Yes, indeed. Going to be doing a lot of shows. I'll be seeing you guys down at the NWTF show, and just wanted to give you a call and wish you a Merry Christmas, and really appreciate Indian Creek Shooting Systems being part of our show. And
thank you very much, Ray, and Merry Christmas to everybody out there, and I hope we have a good spring season this year.
Me too. All right, Merry Christmas, Mike. Thank you.
Same to you. Thanks for calling, Ray.
Yes, indeed. We're enjoying our Christmas show on this beautiful Saturday morning.
And over here, let's play a little intro for this guy before I get to the other two guests. Yeah. This is our Cowtown boy.
Fat and docile, big and dumb. They look
Whoops.
So stupid,
I don't even like cows.
They aren't much fun.
Except when they're on a dinner plate.
Cows aren't fun. They eat to grow, grow to die, die to be et at the hamburger
I don't like horses
fry.
Either.
Cows well done. We will fight for
Wait for
freedom. And hold our large heads high. We will run free with the buffalo or die.
Here it comes.
Cows with guns.
Cows with guns. Mr. Billy Cooper, Cowtown Boy.
I really don't like them now.
I really don't like them. Merry Christmas, cows with guns.
With guns.
There you go, Billy.
Well, thank you, Ray.
I tell you what's tough here is watching Covington and Whitehead destroy that plate of barbecue over there. That reminded me of the trip in Africa that I had when the hyenas came in on a kill. My goodness. Also joining us, we got Princess Diana. Hello, Princess.
Hi, Ray.
Thanks for getting in the radio show with us.
Oh, thanks for inviting me.
I love your Christmassy outfit. Awesome. How do you deal with Cooper every day?
You know, I had to send him back to work with UPS, actually, so that I could get just a little piece.
He's actually being the brown Santa Claus, isn't he?
Yes, he's back.
Is that politically correct? I don't know.
It's okay with me. I tell you what, Ray, you know, I got the best deal in the world with UPS because I retired 3 years ago, and they call the old guys back. You know,
that's awesome.
It's pretty interesting. But I told him, hey, look at me cross-eyed, and I'm going home.
Yeah, I'll go home. I'll take my toys, and I'll go home. Well, Billy, you're doing all kinds of stuff. You've been an outdoor writer forever. Like some of us old guys.
Yeah, I started with a stone tablet.
Yeah, I bet you did.
It was called an Underwood typewriter.
But you're also, you did typewriter. We mentioned pens and tablets, but we didn't mention typewriters. The writers used to do everything on a typewriter.
Hey, I bought my first one, used Underwood for $15, and I was so bad on that thing, I invested $10,000 in whiteout stock.
Jeez. Okay. But problem with Vogelvogler, he got whiteout, and he was putting it on his computer screen.
I can identify with that.
Well, Billy, shut up, Vogelvogler. Don't even try. So, Billy, you did the writing for the magazines like we talked earlier. You'd write an article, you'd submit it, and you know they'd take it, but it'd come out next year. And now you're still writing for the magazines and for print media and stuff, but you're doing lots of internet stuff.
Oh, exactly, Ray. And that's been
your take on it.
Hey, as old as I am, you know, this is still a challenge, man, and trying to keep up with these young folks.
Yeah, we got one on the show here in just a minute.
Know,
we're going to go to.
I've been keeping my eye on him. You know, these guys, they're scary. They know so much stuff.
He was periscoping.
They know more time they get out of kindergarten than we knew time we got out of college.
Logan, quit kicking my camera, please.
But, Ray, I made a huge mistake.
Yeah?
Good piece of advice for the young folks. Listen to some of these older folks sometime. When I first went in the military as a young officer, you know, the first thing they offered me was 18 months of computer school, and I just spent a few months on a computer, and I hoped I'd never see another one.
Oh, my.
I said, those things will never go anywhere. I don't want anything to do with it. I want to play with bombs and bullets, you know.
And you did.
I did. I'll have new nightmares tonight. But, it's just been crazy how fast this stuff has grown. You know, the first computer I worked on, it filled a room, 20 by 40, maybe. Yeah. Huge. One computer. And now... What can you put on a pinhead?
We got them right here in our phone.
Yeah,
we're holding them.
Everybody's carrying them around. But isn't it amazing? But what's the next decade going
to
bring?
I don't know. But Vogelvogler, you need to turn my camera back this way a little bit. You kicked it a while ago. Turn the whole thing back. There you go. Okay.
I'm not a smart man.
We're going to take a break. We'll see y'all on the other side. Merry Christmas.